even if we can't yet read their writing, we can learn a lot about the Olmecs from the buildings and the cities that have recently been uncovered. Major cities like La Venta near the Gulf of Mexico had impressive step pyramids with temple monuments for the worship of the gods and the burials of the kings. These would have formed the centre of the city. The pyramid itself was often topped by a temple, just as at the same time the Parthenon was built overlooking Athens. But whereas the Parthenon stood on the naturally formed rock of the Acropolis, the Olmecs built artificial mountains, platforms is far too mild a word, on which to put their temples to overlook the city. The layout of the city and its placing in an ordered landscape typified not just Olmec, but most later Central American urban centres, like the Mayas and the Aztecs. All were a variation of the Olmec model of a temple overlooking an open square, flanked by smaller temples and palaces. By 400 BC, La Venta, along with all the other Olmec centres, was abandoned. It's a pattern that occurs with disconcerting frequency in Central America. Great population centres are suddenly, mysteriously abandoned. In the case of the Olmecs, it could have been the overpopulation of this fragile tropical river valley, or a shift in the Earth's tectonic plates making rivers change their course, the eruption of one of the local volcanoes, or a temporary climate change caused by the shifting patterns of the El Niño ocean current. All of them are possibilities.